Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Anticipation by Cal, read by Girl on the Net. Alison tasted the raw leather of the whip held between her dry lips. She felt the perspiration breaking out at her hairline. It was warm in her seat in the corner, with the dappled late afternoon sun shining on her naked back. It was more from the stress position she was in. The wraparound chair was comfortable in its own right, but with her back hunched over and wrists cuffed to her ankles, which were in turn bound to the front legs of the chair, she was struggling. She'd been instructed to hold her head high, presenting the whip should Master choose to use it. Her heavy bosom and the weight of the nipple clamps and the chain attached between them caused her to sag forward. Her lower back was on fire, but that was nothing compared to the heat emanating from between her thighs, where the vibrator continued to hum away merrily. Alison squirmed and continued to drip onto the cushion, helpless. The more she tried to focus on anything else, the more strongly she remained grounded in her current ordeal. There was laughter in the hallway, an electronic click and the door opened with a flourish. Quickly she tried to get erect again, turning her blindfolded face towards where she remembered the doorway was. Two sets of footsteps, high heels, and Master's unmistakable, purposeful walk. The woman giggled again.
"Oh, hello there. You must be the pet."
Alison bowed her head deferentially and nodded. She sensed Master close to her, his stride now muffled by the carpet. He patted her on the head. "You've done well, girl." Tears welled up in her closed eyes. He was so good to her. His hand caressed her cheek and she nuzzled up against his touch. He took the whip she proffered and she was finally able to stretch her aching jaws and slowly feel sensation returning to her mouth. She felt his hand cupping her chin, and he pulled her face into his crotch. He always smelled so good. The musky bath soap he used combined with his scent to make a heady cocktail that weakened her knees. His semi-stiff cock was already between her lips and she gulped at it. Alison felt the other woman's hands on her, stroking her breasts and tugging gently at the crocodile clips. Master loved this position for her, because it allowed him to slide deep down into her throat. Alison sucked greedily, her cheeks hollowing as she took him in. The woman was standing right next to her and she heard them kissing hard, passionately. It made her jealous but doubly determined to win his favour. "Enough, me first," the woman claimed petulantly, pulling Master away. He laughed, and Alison heard the sounds of clothing being torn away, and her moans took over. Master got whatever he wanted, and right now he wanted her. She sighed but maintained her back-breaking position. Soon enough she heard the viscous sounds of pussy being eaten, and she ground against the vibrator she was sitting on. The dull ache in her own throbbing cunt was threatening to become a yawning chasm that she was going to fall into. The blindfold enhanced all her other senses, including her imagination. She knew Master's type and she pictured the woman he was with. Tall, blonde, high cheekbones, seemed to go with the voice she'd heard. Long, manicured fingernails, she felt them breaking her skin. Pert, upturned breasts, tiny nipples with small areola, nothing like her own. Thin, narrow slit, no outer lips to speak of, and a tiny waist that he could probably break in half.
a model or stewardess or even the sales executive type that he so easily attracted with his animal magnetism. The sounds of vigorous fucking from the direction of the bed ensued. Master was working hard, his grunts interspersed by her gasps. The slap of flesh on flesh was hypnotic to Alison, and she pictured him pistoning in and out of the woman, her legs spread wide open, ankles held apart as Master stood at the foot of the bed. She knew the routine from experience. Next he would drag her off the bed, cupping her vulva as she stood up, and push her face down into the mattress with his hand. There was the firm thwack as he brought his big palm down on her rear end. More as he would turn that ass red. Then a sharp crack and a squeal as the tail of the whip landed. Muffled screaming, again and again. Now he would be inside her again, slamming into her. They usually came by now, wailing as they orgasmed, impaled on Master's thick shaft, even though he wasn't quite done with them yet. Next they would be on their side, gaping pussies exposed as he put his arm behind their knees and curled them up, then fucked the living daylights out of them. Some would come again now, but usually that would happen when Master went into his finishing routine. He would flip them over on all fours, some more spanking, and then ram in and out mercilessly while he held them by the hips. Their moaning would be punctuated by his loud groans, and then heavy breathing, leading to silence. Alison realised she was holding her breath as she heard him pad over in his bare feet towards her. Gleefully she opened her mouth and took him in. She licked all the way from top to bottom, worshipping the softening length and girth, cleaning him and removing all traces of his latest conquest. She sometimes got to see them, often felt and heard them, but always smelled and tasted them after. It was how she preferred it. If you liked that, you can find more of Cal's hot work at medium.com/@uncomfortablynumb. I'm going to spell that out for you because it's spelled slightly unusually. So medium.com/@uncmfrtblynmb. You can also find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.